Before we close this conference, I would like, of course, to thank a couple of people who really contributed to this whole event. And I would like to start with student volunteers who put a lot of time and effort in making this all possible. So students, wherever you are, thank you for doing this and for volunteering for this. Secondly, I would like to thank the scientific committee. Initially, we were a handful of people and then received these 160 abstracts, and the committee grew larger and larger. So everyone who helped us reviewing these abstracts within record time, thank you guys. Then, of course, there are the local members of the organizing committee. Mark Pell, the chair of our department in particular, I mean, he spent so much time and effort and kicked in money from the department. Thank you, Mark. And all the other members, Sherry Baum, Linda Polka, Laura Gonderman, and Karen Kavanagh, who I think will reoccur because she dealt with all these registrations. And you, some of you may have noticed that the software was probably not the best one, but Karen helped us making this happen. So thanks, Karen, but all the others as well. And there were just two student members on this organizing committee, Christina and Stephanie, wherever she is. And these guys probably worked more than anyone to make this happen. Christina basically made this whole program possible with the help of Lisa Cody from the CRBLM. And Steffi basically took care of organizing all the students. So In the end, I didn't really have much to do. These two guys were just incredible. So thank you. Then, of course, without the Faculty of Medicine, we wouldn't be here either. So David Eidelman, our dean, and his office helped a lot. Thank you, guys. And there were other people at the Faculty of Medicine, so the Academic Events Administrator, Leo Teotero, and I mentioned Lisa Cody already from the center. They also really helped a lot, so thank you, guys. And then there's a couple of people at our school. So first of all, Karen Kavanagh, the Administrative Manager, who not only took care of the registrations, but basically was on the phone all the time. Whenever a problem occurred, she did it. Wow, without her, no conference. And our secretaries, Lily Saran, Antoinette Sommer, and Miriam Day, I bet most of you have exchanged emails with those and be on the phone with them. Also, really great help. And Sophie Valancourt, and our webmaster, Monica Ang, who created this wonderful website, which within weeks had 20,000 hits from 89 countries. I wouldn't have been able to do this, so thank you, Monica. And then the money, right? I told you. No lunch. That was the idea initially, and then in the end, I mean, people contributed. Lydia White kicked in money from her grants, and then we had, well, the Faculty of Medicine and the SHRC, the Social Sciences and Humanities Research Council of Canada, finally approved the money. So that's where my lunch comes from, that's where the cocktails come from, and that's where the memory sticks come from that were ordered as 4 gigabytes and arrived as 1 megabyte. So some morphological change on the way, but I hope every one of you got one and, well, you take it and use it a little bit. And then, of course, well, you guys, right? I mean, as I told you, I expected a smaller conference, and then, I mean, it's so incredible that you all made the way here, that you submitted your stuff. And thank you, invited speakers, for really amazing talks. but also the oral presenters and the poster presenters. So I haven't seen a single poster that was not surrounded by at least five people at a time. So I think this is just a fabulous conference, and thanks a lot. I hope you had a little fun here, not just at the conference, but also in Montreal. And those of who you are going to stay a little longer, just have fun, enjoy the food, enjoy the wine, and, well, what else Montreal has to offer. Thank you.